What's going on, you portly you portly plot pissers? Welcome to Gruntspeak Not So.
Live from the lair!
I'm Toxic Male. That's the Adipose Avenger.
Stop that shit, you mother effer.
And we got one of the funniest stories that we've covered on this show in a while.
All right, today. Now, first of all, before we get into this, I just want to say this man is basically like-minded to me and of the same heart.
He's a man after your own heart.
I totally understand the grudge. And listen, some of these women have done horrible, horrible things to men under the color of law.
Oh, yeah.
And listen, some of that stuff is so egregious and vicious that it never goes away.
Yep.
And I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys to get over it. It's all good. No, it's totally healthy to hold a grudge and be pissed off. The reason I do what I do is I have a lot of grudge within me that, you know, is shoveling coal into the fire to keep me moving forward. I'm not a man of peace.
Well, 481 dudes are on that board because you held a grudge and decided to focus it through comedy as opposed to doing something stupid that could have wound you up in jail.
Absolutely correct. But listen, I'm still standing up fighting to this day. Mm-hmm. I got it. And
even though it's too late for you.
Yeah.
You've said that many times. Yeah. It's too late for you.
I'm done.
But we can pave the way for dudes behind you to not fall into the same trap.
Well, you're familiar with D-Day, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Those guys got off the boat, and their job was simply to get off the beach and open the lane for the guys behind them. I am technically on the beach taking fire from the enemy, trying to open up that fucking hole so some guy behind me can live the life I never was able to. Mm-hmm. And then listen, that's all that really matters. That and saving people's lives.
Yep. It sounded really bad when you said, "I'm the guy who's going to open up that hole behind me. I'm the first in line at the gangbang. It's all downhill from here, baby."
No. I'm the team with the Bangler torpedoes.
Raw dog and rodeo.
Trying to blow a hole under that triple stand concertina wire. I mean, it is fucking bad. In fact, on a side note, you can put in the, when I say that, you can put in a clip from Saving Private Ryan. When they're trying to they finally get the Bangler and they blow the fucking.
It's a good movie, man.
It was a good movie.
Hard to watch, but a great movie.
Yeah, it is.
But we're not here to talk about Saving Private Ryan
today.
No,
we're not.
We're opening up a different kind of hole. Well, to be fair, mm-hmm. We're talking about a guy who likes to piss on what used to be a hole. This is the funniest story I've read in a while. And you thought your ex was bad. New Jersey man, shocker, is caught making daily visits to pee on the grave of his ex-wife he divorced 48 years ago by a woman's horrified children, and he even took his current spouse to watch.
I mean, I've said on the show several times in the past, I'm probably going to dig a cat hole.
Yep.
And drop a deuce, you know, in somebody's fucking grave if they're buried.
Yep.
I'm going to get cremated, so it's not
it'll really just be a two-way Pringles can. You poke out the bottom so it's got a direct line of sight and right down to her disgusting King Dong eating mouth. You just trash compact that fucker like German scat porn.
Or I'll pay for 4 or 5 yards of fresh manure from cattle and pigs.
Oh.
And just dump the whole thing on top of her grave.
Oh, wow. I hope that coffin is airtight because it's about to get a lot tighter.
Can you imagine that call? Mrs. Such and Such.
Cemetery
caretaker.
This is
Such and Such from the cemetery. I just want to report to you that
somebody defecated and desecrated your ex-whore's grave.
We got 2 tons of manure dumped on your ex's grave. And we're going to need some type of compensation to clean that up.
Yeah, and apparently there was a Pringles can that formed a funnel that went down into the coffin itself. I'm not sure how this was achieved, but you got to admire his ingenuity, I'm just saying.
Now, listen.
This person obviously pissed somebody off.
What is the backstory here? How horrid did this woman treat this husband that a half a century later He comes every day to piss on this woman's grave.
Yeah. And you're talking, this dude's been holding a grudge since 1974.
Wow.
And, I mean, if there was ever one story that just puts a bow on the axiom, it's better to be pissed off than pissed on.
this is it.
So let's take a look. A man has been caught urinating on the grave of his ex-whore, whom he divorced 48 years ago, by the woman's horrified children. In shocking footage captured by a hidden camera set up by family members, the man can be seen pulling up in his SUV only to get out while leaving the engine running to walk over to her gravesite. The man can be seen unzipping his pants in order to relieve himself, completely unaware that his every move is being caught on film. Shockingly, he brought his current spouse with him to defile the memorial.
Now, I love how they say this. They're like, this dead woman is the victim, and her family's the victim.
Totally.
Where's the other side of the story?
I would like to know exactly what went down that has him this pissed off 48 years later.
Yeah, half a fucking century. That dude's a champion.
Absolutely.
Dude.
I think in the Grudge Olympics, this dude just pulled every gold medal.
If he's got to be in the top three. Like, literally, he's hauling ass around. He has a good chance of winning this whole thing.
Oh, you're damn right. I mean, he was participating in the Grudge Olympics back before the flag had 50 stars. Like,
fuck yeah.
This is quite fantastic.
Oh, look at this.
Here's the video. Yep, here he comes.
Here he comes.
It's kind of dark, so it's not your screen. It's up, and then,
there we go.
Okay, he's whipping out his old man balls.
At least he doesn't have prostate problems like me.
I'm surprised. Watch the full video. Okay, here he comes.
All right, so he's getting out.
I'm actually kind of surprised, you know, that he doesn't, like, teabag the gravestone or something. That'd be awesome.
Well, first of all, one, he's not destroying anything.
No.
He's not digging. He's just walking up.
This isn't technically vandalism, and I'm sure it looks like this is in someone's yard. This isn't a grave plot in a cemetery.
Well, okay. Now,
which explains why they were able to film him without his consent.
Well, I've driven by a lot of those little small cemeteries. They're all over the place.
Well, but I mean, literally, you see a house in the background.
Yeah, I know, and that person's very unlucky living next to a cemetery.
Yeah, if this is even a cemetery.
Yeah, well. I mean, nowadays, you can't get buried for the most part unless it's in cemetery.
Well, I mean, depending on what state you live in, you know, there's a lot of places that are still very much live and let live.
You are.
And if
correct.
You want to, like, a bury in a family plot on the property, they'll still allow you to do it.
Right, I stand corrected.
So there's. Yep.
Look at that guy.
I love how they pixelate the piss stream. He should have teabagged the gravestone, man. The footage was posted to Facebook by Michael Murphy, 43, whose mother, Linda Louise Torello, lies 6 feet under the gravesite being urinated upon. She died of the cancer, probably from HPV, aged 66. I mean, this is...
66?
I mean, 1974 was when they got divorced, so they probably met during this whole era of love, you know?
So, wait. She said she was 66?
She was 66, died in 2017.
So...
They were young.
Subtract 66 from 48.
Subtract 6 from 48, so she was 18 when they were married?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, in the 70s, that was fairly common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they couldn't have been married for very long.
No, they weren't. So literally, this woman did something to him that was so egregious that after it ended, he held a grudge for half a fucking century.
Wow. They decided to stake out the cemetery after bags of poop were repeatedly left on Torello's grave and were stunned to see their mom's former spouse roll up 5 mornings in a row. Murphy told DailyMail.com the name of the man he says is behind the desecration. It does say it's a cemetery, though, no doubt officially.
Okay.
So we know that. It just looks kind of funny that there's a house in the background with, like, a car parked right next to it.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Although he's not facing criminal charges and did not respond to DailyMail.com's request for comments Saturday night. Well, because they, they know the person who's in the grave, it's technically not their property, so it's not up to them to press charges.
It's absolutely correct.
I mean, they can post it on social media and, you know, and attempt to roast this guy, but... Oh, hang on.
We saw that one already. Yeah.
I'm... pretty sure everybody's going to be asking the same question we are. If he is still pissed,
what
48
the fuck
years later, what the fuck happened?
Now, they might be able to, you know, bring him into court and get him cited for indecent exposure, urinating in public. That's minor nuisance shit.
Actually, you know what? I was incorrect on the math on that one. What? So let me see. If she was 66 in 2017, that means that it's now 5 years later. She would be 71 now, minus 48. She would have been 23 at the time they
Still were young marriage.
Still very young, yeah.
Still very young.
I'm doing the math. It's like, oh, 2017, duh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We'd like to make sure we get things correct whenever possible. I know it's a comedy show here. You guys are here to drink with us and talk some shit and have some laughs. Yeah. But we try to get things right whenever we can.
Yep, yep. That's a nice one there.
Oh, man, this is great. It is unclear what prompted the man to indulge in the vile behavior. Yeah, pick a side, why don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Now, all right, now listen.
Although he previously told his daughter, Murphy's half-sister, that he regretted ever having her. Now, that's a dick move.
Yeah. Well, hang on. It all depends. What did she do to him?
Or maybe she's not technically a half-sister.
Yeah.
Or at least not from this man.
Well, listen, if the woman left with the kids and he never got a chance to see those kids again.
Yeah.
Because she was being a fucking cunt. I don't blame him.
Yep. Oh, wow. I wonder if this is the guy who posted the video. And he's wearing this, like, fucking Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with shit on his chesticles. And he's how old? 43?
Mm-hmm.
Could somebody else have been born and raised in a fatherless home?
I would.
It looks
probably
a little hinky to me. I mean, a 43-year-old dude should not be dressing.
No, don't get me wrong.
Like the real Slim Shady.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I am totally, I'm sympathetic to the family of the dead woman.
Yes.
Nobody wants to see that. I got it. So they're going to have a come to Jesus meeting with this dude and say, why the fuck are you doing this?
Yeah. Instead of just automatically assuming that he's an evil motherfucker, why don't you ask the question why the hell he would still be pissed after 48 years.
Yeah.
Quite literally pissed.
Yeah. And look, and don't start off that conversation with you need therapy.
Yeah. You need to start off that conversation with we want to understand.
Why are you
visiting my mom's grave every day and dropping loads and loafs all over her.
You're doing one and two on her grave and listen, Brad.
Maybe sometimes even a number three. You know,
yeah. I mean, if you're that pissed off, we can give you a picture. You can stick needles in his eyes, hang it on the wall, and then when you feel the urge to go fucking urinate on the grave, just go look at the picture because, you know, that's just as bad as what you're doing.
Yep. There's more here. We have weeks and months of evidence. It doesn't matter because it's not your property.
Mm-mm.
It has been reported to the police and the news outlets. No one in my family has had contact with him since 1976, or so how he thought, or so how he found my mother's gravesite, we are not sure. It's kind of a weird wording there. But this stems back to a problem almost 50 years ago. Pray for us, thank you, and please share this. Okay, what's the problem from 50 years ago? No one is bothering to ask that question.
Yeah. What exactly is going on? And I know people are like, well, you know, this is unhealthy. And no, it's not. This is what's keeping him from snapping.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have him stop fucking leaving loaves and just pissing on the grave. Animals do that all the time.
Yeah. I mean, this is the equivalent of, you know, somebody with violent tendencies going to the gym and beating up on a bag instead of a human being.
Yeah.
We call that a healthy outlet.
Yeah.
No one is being hurt here. Well, at least not physically.
Yeah. We should try to reach out to the guy and get his side of the story.
I would love that. That'd be hilarious.
Does it tell you his name?
Well, it's awesome, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it does. I don't know if it has his full name in here or not. So it's like Michael Murphy. So it says, you know, who Michael Murphy is, but the man, he just keeps being referred to as the man. So we can't find him. We could find Michael Murphy, though. We could be like, oh, we want to expose this guy and get justice for your family and then bring him on the show and be like, dude, you're my hero.
Yeah, but the family would get all pissed off. Do I care? Not really.
Not really. I mean, obviously, they've gotten their lamestream media coverage that makes them look like the victims in this situation when we don't even know the real story.
Listen, I am not going to judge somebody usually on the first go until I see both sides of the story.
Exactly.
I mean, that's part of being a logical, reasonable human being.
Exactly.
So you don't let your emotions, you know, oh, that's terrible. I'm like, yes, that is bad, but why is this happening?
Yep.
What's the full story?
But I will say this. In the media's attempt to, you know, bump up this family, make them look like the victims in this situation, which they are victims. They don't have anything to do with what happened 48 years ago.
No.
Okay, they're not involved in this at all, at least not on that front. They have published the first and last name of her son. Mm-hmm. We know the woman's full name. And if you take a look here, we know exactly what cemetery she's buried in. So if your intent was to, you know, make these people feel better about this guy taking a piss on their mama's grave and not giving out first, middle, and last name with the exact location of her grave at Tapan Reformed Church in Orangetown, New York, you might have just painted a target on that woman's gravestone for any, you know, monks in the area who might be bored and
Want to settle up. Yeah, I personally, you know, I wouldn't do that to anybody else's grave. I'm not about that.
I know, but some people, you know, they get their kicks in weird ways.
Yeah.
Just saying. You know, 50 Shades of Grey sold how many millions of copies?
Yeah, and listen, any woman who says they're a lot that she never read it is probably lying.
Yeah.
When you look at the numbers and you compare it to the population mm-hmm. of the years that would of the women that would be interested in that, literally 1 in 3 had read the book.
Yep.
What?
It appears the man would drive to the cemetery every morning at dawn to urinate in Torello's grave while his current wife looked on. Murphy said the video and pictures he and his sister recorded indicated that the man drove to the cemetery almost every morning at about 6:15 a.m. specifically to pee on the grave. I can't get my wife to go out to dinner, but this guy gets his wife to go along with him to desecrate my mom's remains every morning.
Yeah. I'm going to have to add that to Dick Moore. That's got to get added to dick moves.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, there's...
I believe he stopped, but I'm so protective at this point.
I believe he stopped because I'm so protective at this point. Yes, you literally have nothing else to do, obviously, mm-hmm. because, you know, he's 43 and he dresses like a fucking 28-year-old hoodlum from Detroit. He obviously has nothing else going on.
Do you remember where the cemetery is? It said New York?
Yeah.
He's in red trash land.
Yeah, in New Jersey.
This is red trash shit.
Yep, this is very much red trash.
This is red trash shit right here. Which
he didn't have the same last name as his mom, so we know this dude comes from a broken home scenario.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
So, gee, I wonder if he's, you know, capable of actually dealing with his emotions.
But you know what? The only thing I could see, and this is just a guess on my part, is she divorced him and took the kids, and he probably never saw him again.
It could be very possible.
Listen, man, that's a horrible. That is one of the worst things you can do to a dude.
That's right.
It's unbelievably fucked up.
Yeah. But before we leave, I just want to put out a call to those people in red trash land near Orangetown, New York, or perhaps near the New Jersey town where this urinarily inclined gentleman comes from. If you happen to know anyone attached to this situation, or you can point us in the correct direction of this man's real name so that we can contact him and have him on the show to get his side of the story, shoot us an email, redonkulous12@gmail.com, because I want to hear the other side of this story.
So do I. I want to know the deal.
That's right. And in the meantime, gentlemen, remember, don't piss on somebody's grave. Shit, because when you squat, you'll be hiding behind the gravestone and no one will see you.
Yeah, or it'll look like you're mourning.
Yes, very much so. I squat when I mourn.
Well,
and I groan when I mourn.
Well, a lot of people will squat down and talk closer to the grave. Yes, I've seen that before.
It's very true. Disregard the Pringles can in the corner.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
Take it easy.